Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Marriage or Martinis. I'm Adam. Here is Danielle.
Hello.
We're doing a wedding episode, a very much anticipated wedding episode.
Oh, you just jumped right into it.
I did, but I wanted to preface this episode with when we got married, we were very young.
24.
By today's standards.
Yes.
And very immature, did not know what the fuck we were doing. And I think, correct me if I'm wrong, Danielle, that either number one, people are going to be like, holy shit, what is wrong with you guys? Or number two, wow, that's really relatable. I get it. I'm hoping number two.
I think both.
Okay.
I think both. But the whole reason why this episode came to be was because our anniversary was the other day. Mm-hmm. It was 19 years. And I posted something on Instagram, like, just, you know, about how when we got married, we were anticipating this dream life, but you know, that's just not what happened. We got like a real life with all these ups and downs. And I did a little story, and I can't even tell you, first of all, how many messages I got, because in the story I said, listen, my wedding day, I don't look back on it fondly. Like, I didn't love it. And I think that opened up floodgates, because when you look back at your wedding, you're supposed to be like, oh, it was the best day of my life. And, you know, I would do it all over again, and it was wonderful. And I just didn't feel like that. And a lot of people messaged me saying, you know, thank you for saying that, because I think I've always felt shame about the fact that it wasn't, you know, here it is. All this money is being spent on you, so you should be so joyful. But at the same time, there's so much complicated stuff around it. So, and it was our most viewed story ever.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, it was not viewed by me.
So oh, you didn't see it?
No, you don't tell me about that. I'm not.
Tell you?
Yeah, I need to know.
I have to tell you. I do 10 stories every day.
I know.
But I think it got like over 40,000 views, the story, because I think people were just want to be honest about the whole wedding thing. And a lot of people did say they loved their wedding. But
I'm sure.
It was around 50-50.
We'll get
into that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sure. So I don't even know if I ever asked you this. When you were younger, did you have, like, did you play wedding and have your dreams of your wedding?
I played a lot of house when I was younger.
Well, I don't want to be, you know, sexist in any way, but I feel like that's kind of a girl thing, that they dream about their wedding. Like, boys, when I was younger, I never talked to, like, nobody said,
right,
my wedding's gonna be like,
yeah,
that.
No, I didn't dream about my wedding. I was always very much like, I loved to play house and I loved to play mom, and you know, it was always, we took it very seriously, my friends and I, playing house.
Right,
you know,
that's my point. That's like what I'm saying.
We'd fight for roles of like, who, you know, nobody wanted to be the dad. Everybody wanted to be the mom. Nobody wanted to be, you know, we would always fight about roles.
Wait, so when you girls play house, there is a dad and a mom, and one of you is the dad? See, that would never fly with like 6-year-old boys that I know of. Like, when I was young, there was no, like, first of all, we didn't play house. So that's kind of my point.
But you're being very gender.
But that's my, like, that's kind of where I'm going with. Trust me, there's nothing wrong with that. I'm not against it in any way. It just didn't happen. That's all I'm saying. You know, like, we didn't play house. And if we did, it was never like, well, you're the mom today. Like, it's just not.
I think our boys played house at school when they were in preschool. Yeah.
So my point to all of that was just, I want to know if you had you know, your wedding in mind.
I will say this. You know, I did not, no, I did not foresee my wedding day or, you know, plan it in any way. I guess once I started going to more weddings, I was the youngest of all the cousins. So I went to a bunch of weddings before ours. So I guess, you know, maybe that started me thinking about it. But no, it was not something that I thought about when I was younger. It was never really crossed my mind.
Yeah, because you asked me that too. And my answer was no. Like, I never even...
Yeah.
I thought... I don't even remember thinking this, but I probably thought, yeah, okay, one day I'm going to get married. I'm going to have this traditional wedding and it's going to be, I'll have a wife and then I'll have kids. Like, it was just, you know, a straightforward line of how your life is supposed to go and end up and, you know, yeah, you have a wedding.
Right. And I never for a second didn't think I would get married. Like, I was never like, oh, maybe I won't get married, which a lot of people either don't, you know, don't want to get married, which is great, or just, you know, go through a time in their life where they're like, I don't really want that. That I never had.
I feel like today that's probably more acceptable that more people, maybe more people think that way. I'm sorry. Maybe in the past, you know, when we were growing up, some people thought that way, but that's kind of not what you were supposed to do. So people didn't.
Right.
And maybe that's why the divorce rates have gotten so high and all of that. I don't know, but I think today it's way more acceptable to just be like, I'm not getting married.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
just the way it is.
Absolutely.
And, like, totally. Fine with that.
Definitely. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So no, I never thought about it. It was never really a thing. I think I became obsessed with us getting engaged.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think a little bit when we started dating and everything, you know, we had such a rocky relationship, but yet we were so passionate about each other. And we loved each other so much, but there was so much drama that I think I was a little worried. And I, obviously, looking back, I see the issue with this. But I think I was a little worried that, oh, my God, if I don't marry this guy, we're going to break up.
Yeah.
Which makes no sense at all because you could get divorced.
Of course. But it also started even way before that. We talked about it plenty of times before where, you know, you rushed just into moving in together. You rushed just into getting engaged. My point is that, you know, you were seemed very regimented and scheduled and like, right, we're moving in.
Yeah,
we're
I was
engaged,
ready.
We're getting married and this is the way it's going to be.
That is correct.
Yeah.
I was.
And I said, yes, dear. Okay, dear. Let's go with it.
Not quite, but you definitely did want to make me happy and you wanted to do all the right things.
Look, I knew I was not ready for this in any way. I wasn't looking for it. I loved you and we had this amazing connection. I didn't want to lose you and I thought that was going to happen had I not, you know, said, okay, all right, let's get engaged and let's do these things. And so I didn't want us to separate, obviously. Because it could have been an easy out for me to just say, hey, I'm not ready. No, if that's not okay, go find somebody else.
Right.
You know? So.
Right. Yeah. I don't know why. I guess the reason why I rushed it so much was because I was worried. I was worried that you were going to somehow get away and I wanted to like lock it down.
Man, you screwed up.
I did not screw. Well, I did not. Now I didn't. I don't think I screwed up. Ask me 4 years ago, maybe.
Right.
But, no. So do you want, I mean, people were asking about our, like, I don't know how deep we want to get. People were asking about our engagement, the proposal, all of that. I feel like we talked about that at some, we had to have talked about
probably.
That at some point.
Probably. I'm more than happy to talk about my incredibly romantic proposal that I thought was extremely emotional and beautiful in every way.
Do you really think that?
No, of course not. No, but there was some kind, like I said.
It was very sweet.
Like I said, in the beginning, we were very young, very start of our life.
It was the most romantic hibachi dinner I've ever had.
Okay, so for those of you who missed it, short story long, Danielle and I loved this hibachi place. It was at the Marriott Hotel in Princeton on Route 1. And
Route 1
in Princeton. Okay, no, but I did try to throw a little bit of romance in there. So I had your ring in my pocket, and we were at it was perfect.
It was the night before my birthday.
We were at hibachi, and you're like, are you sweating? Are you okay? I'm like, yeah, it's the hibachi table. I'm fine. Don't worry. I'm just sweating from the heat. No, but it was nice. I brought you back to the room. I had them do the whole room and candles and roses and, right?
It was adorable. You know, the whole thing was very sweet. Yes. I was just so excited to be getting engaged.
And you rushed me, so I had to do it as fast as possible and think of the quickest thing I could do.
Oh, for the love of God. Come on.
No, but for the time and for the mindset and absolutely. For the place, it was almost best I could do.
We didn't have the money to like go to Cancun and do it. Or we were 24 years old. It was great. It was perfect for the time.
I thought about us and I chose our favorite place.
Yep.
I thought about you and I romanticized the room. Mm-hmm. And I did what I could do.
You did. It was adorable. And trust me, the only thing I really cared about was that we were going to get married. And I was very, very happy about that. Yeah. And then, you know, and then the planning of the wedding started. And it did wind up being a pretty short engagement. We got engaged the end of November and we were married the beginning of August. So that's like just a bunch of months. I don't know how many.
Oh, really? It was less than a year?
Oh, yeah. It was, I don't know, you're better at math.
Wait a minute. We got engaged December 16th and...
No, we got engaged November 24th.
Oh, the engagement party was... All right, it doesn't matter. Right, who cares? But it was less than a year?
Oh, yeah. Okay. It was like 8 months or something. I don't know. I'm not good at math. But so it was pretty quick. And... you know, so we did sort of rush through and that was actually not my idea.
Okay.
I wanted to wait. My parents wanted to wait, you know, just like just take a little bit more time. I was just happy with being engaged. Like I was like, okay, we're engaged. It's official. We're going to get married. And I wasn't in a rush to do the wedding, but
that's interesting.
Yeah. Okay. But people do want to hear, about the actual planning of the wedding and the wedding day and all of that. And I do want to talk about it some. I am going to say that obviously, look, when you're planning a wedding, there are lots of people involved. I don't want to, number one, I'm not looking to like start issues with anybody or anything like that. And it was a long time ago. Mm-hmm. And, you know, things between people change and it was, you know, early 2000s when I guess like etiquette and things were different and things weren't as, I think now weddings, like people are getting married later. So they're using a lot of their own money. We had none of our own money and everything. So, you know, there were a lot of variables that led to it being a really unpleasant, I'll just say it was a really unpleasant time in my life. And I don't know if you felt like that too. I don't know, but
I do now looking back. Mm-hmm. I probably didn't think that so much at the time. You know, I was a very different person then.
Yeah.
And for all the reasons that there were drama and for the reasons that things that were my doing or me not doing anything about would be completely different today. Mm-hmm. You know, so
do you want to go first talking about it or do you want me to go first?
No, just go and I'll respond along with you.
Okay. So, you know, everyone always talks about a wedding is 5 hours. It's so fast, right? Like it's 5 hours. And that's why, you know, looking back at everything, I'm like, why put all that money and that energy into something that's 5 hours? You could put a down payment on a house or whatever, but it is, it's a very quick event and, you know, it's supposed to be the best day of your life. But there's months of planning and interactions and, you know, decisions and saving and conversations that come before it. So as much as it's 5 hours, it's not. It's a really long period of time.
Well, it's 5 hours for the guests. It's months and months and maybe years for the
people hosting the wedding. Well, it's also when it's your wedding, you're like, oh my God, it flew by. I wish I had enjoyed it more.
I mean, just during the wedding. Yeah, of course. I don't remember a thing about our wedding. Like it did just fly by.
Yeah. So you asked me before about, did I think about my wedding when I was younger? I did not when I was a little girl. However, I will say this. Growing up, I was always just like the average girl. Like in every way, I was just always average. I was, you know, in my high school, all the girls were beautiful. And I just was average. I was fine. You know, I was fine. Like I had a boyfriend here and there, but you know, not the boys weren't like after me. College, no.
I find that surprising. You were definitely not an average looking
girl. I was average. I was very.
Oh, that's why you went to my high school to get all the guys. That makes sense.
I went to a lot of high schools to get the guys. No, you know, listen, I could put myself together. I worked at Banana Republic, so I was always like kind of, you know, fashionable. I was funny and I sucked a lot of dick. So
it's wonderful. And that's why I married you.
So I, you know, I guess I did okay. But I never felt like that girl. And then in college, I went to college in New York City, which is, you know, the gorgeous person mecca. And my roommate, who's still, you know, one of my best, well, you know, my oldest best friend now, was just always so mysterious and pretty. And we would go out together all the time. And like inevitably, every single guy would flock to her. She was just always the one who the guys wanted, which is fine. And great. And I got you. So that's all that matters. I'm being serious.
Oh, I thought that was like.
No. I'm being 100% serious.
Okay.
But I guess then when I thought about my wedding as it got closer, I thought about the dress and how it would be sort of, it was going to be my day to feel like that girl, you know, to feel like sort of princess-like. So in my head, you know, a lot of things weren't important to me. I didn't care about where we had it. I knew anywhere was going to be great. You know, I wasn't as worried about like the food or like extra things or the photographer, or I wasn't worried about any of that. I was kind of like, I don't know, I want to feel for that one day like that girl. And so the dress was really important to me. And to your family, they were very set on the place. We just had different ideas of how the money was going to be spent. And that sort of led into a lot of different issues.
Mm-hmm.
I think it got to a point where then everything was becoming an issue. You know, we couldn't agree on the time the wedding was going to start. The invitation became kind of an issue. Like, it just spiraled, kind of. It started as one thing. And you know, your parents planned a wedding very recently before that. And it was a gorgeous, wonderful wedding. And I think they were like, let's just do that again. You know, which in some ways I get and makes sense. But, you know, it wasn't me.
Right.
So, you know, so it just turned into really a fiasco. And I'm sure, listen, I was young. Maybe the way I handled it was, you know, not perfect. I don't know. I, you know, I have no idea. I don't remember handling it and what I did. But it just became something that was like, every single thing was an issue. And then by the time that day came and I put on that dress, I wanted to burn it. It had caused so many mm-hmm. issues. And it was not, you know, everybody has different ideas about expensive. To some people, that dress was expensive. To most people, it was not. So again, it's all relative. What, you know, what one family wants to spend money on, another family doesn't. And that gets really hard because then values are getting, you know, intermixed and whose side are you going to choose? And of course, you want to make your parents happy, but then these are your in-laws and it gets really hard.
Mm-hmm.
So
that was kind of the first time just listening to you talk that made a little sense to me about the dress. Yeah, I've always felt a wedding dress is the biggest waste of money aside from an engagement ring, in my opinion, that there is. Like, I just find it to be absurd to pay thousands of dollars for, you know, whatever you're spending. Like, you wear it once, that's it. But
you can say that about the whole day.
But I was just going to say, listening to you talk now, like, I've been thinking to myself, like, but you're spending so much money on just the place or on the band or the DJ or the what? It's just part of it. it's just part of the expense of having a wedding. And whether it's for the dress that you wear once, or the band that you listen to once, or the food that you eat once, or the place that you go to, like, it's kind of all the same thing. Like, it's all, to me, makes no sense, and it's all dumb, and it's just crazy amounts of money that you're spending on this one day for a thing. But I always thought the dress was so much more above and beyond, but it just makes sense. Yeah, it's just part of it.
Right. I mean, and it really
could have been anything.
It really wasn't that above and beyond. It got turned into that because comparatively.
Well, everything for a wedding is above and beyond.
Okay.
Right. I mean, that's right. Just the way it is.
Right.
Like, so, it costs way more for whatever it is for a wedding than it would otherwise.
Right. Absolutely. So. Yeah. Everything I feel like is just, the price is just
stupid.
Jacked up. So anyway, it wound up being a really hard time. And I think there were moments when we were both like, I don't know if this wedding is going to happen.
Yeah, there was one point I remember saying, because we were going back and forth and having issues and questioning, you know, with my parents versus what they wanted to do versus what we wanted to do. I was like, I felt like I was stuck in the middle because I almost didn't care. Like I wasn't at the point yet with you to really defend what you, or listen to you about what you wanted. And then, you know, argue with, because I knew my parents were paying for a lot of it and I didn't know how to react or how to handle this. But there was only one time that I remember saying, I don't remember what the specifics were, but like, listen, if this keeps going on, we're going to fucking Vegas and eloping and that's it.
Oh, I don't remember that. Yeah. I wish we had.
I said that once. I don't remember what it was about or what the detail was, but I remember saying that, and like, I always look back on that. Like, at least I said something. At least I, you know, once.
You said it to your parents?
Yeah.
Oh, uh-huh.
Yeah. Just to kind of like nudge in there, like, this is not going the way I want it to,
right.
You know?
Right.
So.
Yeah.
It was just such a difficult situation. Like, I
absolutely
never want to be in that position again.
Never.
You know?
Never. Well, that's a little bit why, not to get too deep into it. And again, you know, when I did my story and whatever, I said, I think I was half joking or exaggerating. And I said, you know, I think I have a little bit of like low key trauma from the wedding situation. Like, I just felt like all the decisions I made were wrong. And people thought I was taking advantage of them. And it was just like, it was a very stressful time. And I think that, you know, for now, we're planning our son's bar mitzvah. And I spoke to my therapist about this. Like, I can't enjoy it. I can't, you know, I've said to you so many times, Mia had her bar mitzvah a few years ago, and we convinced her to do a trip. Well, she really wanted to.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my God, thank goodness. Right. I was so happy.
Well, for so many reasons other than the stress of throwing a party.
Right.
Yeah.
Definitely. But now with Ian, I really wanted to do a trip also, but he is way different. He's super social. And there was no talking him out of a party. And I would sit down to start planning it and I would get like anxiety.
Like flashbacks?
It wasn't flashbacks because I didn't put it together that's what it was until my therapist mentioned it, because she's the one actually who mentioned wedding trauma. She's like, I think you have some like post-wedding trauma. And I was like, is that a thing? She's like, yes. So, and then when I said it in my story, everyone was like, oh my God, yes, I've had that. I've taught. And I was like, this is a thing? Because the word trauma, it's like the word love, right? You use love for 1,000 different things, and one love is obviously so different than the other. So when you say trauma, listen,
you don't even almost want to say that.
Of course. I have trauma from the, you know, the most expensive day of my life when people were, you know,
like when you think trauma, you think PTSD.
Of course. Yeah. So it's completely different. And I don't want to sound like that. It's a different kind of thing where I've had trouble, I think, trusting my choices and everything after that. Like, there was a lot of, oh my God, am I going to be judged for making the bad decision? Am I not doing this correctly? So, you know, it was 8 months of a lot of upsetting conversations and discussions. Mm-hmm. So that's a long time. It wasn't just 5 hours. It was 8 months.
Right.
So, you know, I want people to take it with a grain of salt. I've had trauma before. I've had debilitating OCD and, you know, almost been institutionalized and stuff. I know what trauma is.
And I think anybody listening does.
Yeah.
Too. Okay.
So
we're way behind. We need to take a break.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I think this is going to be a two-parter.
We haven't said that in a while. Usually we used to say that a lot.
Yeah, I think it is.
But people yelled at us, so we stopped doing that.
What's saying it's going to be a two-parter?
Yeah, you don't remember that?
Uh-uh.
Yeah. And then we never did it, so they were yelling at us.
Oh. No, we've done some two-parters.
All right, we'll be right back.
Okay. The Marriage and Martinis podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. Adam and I are always so honest when people ask us what is one thing that we've done that has absolutely changed the course of our relationship and made us grow so much and evolve as human beings. And I always say therapy. I'm telling you, it has been life-changing. And I've been doing virtual therapy for around the last 6 months, and I absolutely love it. I don't think I'll ever go back to in-person therapy. I just feel like there's no reason to. And BetterHelp is customized online therapy that offers video, phone, and even live chat sessions with your therapist. So you don't have to see anyone on camera if you don't want to. It's much more affordable than in-person therapy, and you can start communicating with your therapist in under 48 hours. One of the hardest things for me was finding the right therapist, someone who was compatible with my personality, somebody who I really felt like I could talk to. And BetterHelp is so good at matching people with the right therapist. And you can switch therapists anytime you want to if you feel like that one just isn't working for you. You can communicate in four different ways with your therapist. You can exchange messages, chat live, speak on the phone, or video conference anytime you need to. You deserve to be happy. You can sign up as an individual, you can go for couples counseling with BetterHelp, or you can find someone for your teen. And I have a teenager, and I know that this pandemic has been really, really hard, and BetterHelp is awesome in getting them through such a tough time. If you head to betterhelp.com/marriageandmartinis, you're going to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/marriageandmartinis for 10% off your first month. BetterHelp, BetterHelp.com/marriageandmartinis.
I want to ask you if what you would do now, like how would you handle it differently? This is kind of like a two-parter thing. Number one, if you can go back in time and tell ourselves, you know, looking back, what you should do differently, or if we were doing it today, how would we handle it differently? I mean, for me, listen, there's so many things and so many aspects of our lives together that we could go back and say, hey, listen, maybe you should try this way instead of what you did before, you know, do this instead of that. I don't know. Like, I don't know if I would. There's so many things that we could do, but all of those things led us to who we are now. And I don't know if I would change anything. Like certain things sucked. Certain things were awful and certain things were bad. Plenty of fuck ups and plenty of, you know, bad decisions. But who knows where we would be today if, you know, we went back and told ourselves to do things in a different way, you know? Mm-hmm. Like it's kind of like when Biff went back with the almanac and caused this whole paradox and time shift and warped the whole thing.
Uh-huh.
And they came back to the present time and everything was all fucked up. You know, like what if we went back and it was like we tried to tell ourselves to make all the right decisions, mm-hmm. and then we fast forward to the future and it's all fucked up and, you know.
Or what if we're billionaires?
Right.
And we're saving the world.
Right. That's true too.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think I would just, you know, to anybody, listen, not even to you and I, surprisingly, we have a ton of young couples who listen to this podcast. I'm always in shock that, right. You know, of that there are people out there who are engaged and let me tell you, I give them so much credit. I wish, you know, we had had something like this when we were mm-hmm. getting ready to be married, but even to, you know, they ask a lot of, you know, I'm getting married. What, you know, what advice would you give me? Or I get a lot of that. And weddings are, I think they set a tone kind of a little bit. And that's what I think when we were going through everything, I was so worried about, because the tone that was being set was, we are these two individuals who come together and we really love each other, but it's only like 60% of us, because 40% of us is still stuck in our other families in, you know, the values and the choices and the ideas of you with your parents, me with my parents. And so we were forced to make all these choices between the two of us and our parents. And, you know, and we didn't want to, we were both the type of kids that didn't want to upset our parents. Mm-hmm. So that was hard. And so I would say from the beginning, you just need to show everybody you're a team. And I think that a wedding, planning a wedding can be a really beautiful thing. And it can be such a reflection of the two of you, first of all, in the planning and what you're able to pick. And, you know, when you walk into a wedding and you can like feel the two people, I did not feel like that when we walked into our wedding. I didn't feel like you walked into our wedding and you were like, wow, this is Adam and Danielle.
Right.
Not at all. Right. I mean, not even a little. I have walked into weddings and felt like, oh my God, you know, our friend Rebecca got married and I walked into the wedding and I was like, holy shit, this has Rebecca written all over it. And it was beautiful and I loved it and it meant so much. But I think that you need to really, and it's also an opportunity to come together and to learn how to make decisions together and learn how to plan things together and to have discussions and budget. And there are so many good lessons that can come with, you know, with planning a wedding. Everybody else just needs to get out of your fucking way.
Yeah. And also, we recently, not recently, a while ago, we did that episode with the millennial wedding mm-hmm. episode. And, like, they're doing it right. Like, I was never a wedding guy. I don't like weddings. They're all the same. They're all, you know, it's, you know what's going to happen.
You know what's going to happen.
No, I mean,
they're going to get married. It's like, so predictable.
They're going to get married. They're going to walk out. You're going to sit down for a salad. You're going to dance. Then
well,
you're
now
gonna
they're
food.
Doing TikTok dances.
That's my point. Oh, okay. Like, the millennials are doing it the right way. Like, that's something to get excited about. Like, if we were getting married today and weddings were just like they were when we got married and before, I don't give a shit. Who cares? Like, it's the same fucking thing over and over and over. But, like, they're doing these fun, crazy things for their weddings, and that sounds fun. That's something to, like, I would get excited about and want to be part of, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah.
So I was just never, like, I wanted to be involved back then, you know, but, like, if we were doing a wedding today, I'd be like, whatever, like whatever you want to do, we're doing it. Like, I don't care. Mm-hmm. Like, but if we're having one of these fun, like cool things that they're doing, like those TikTok dances and whatever, they were doing some crazy stuff. I forgot the specifics of what she was telling us.
Who?
The what's her name from the
Oh, episode Sarah. Big Kid Problems.
Right.
Yeah.
So like that sounded like fun, something I could be, you know, get into. But I don't know, just like planning for our wedding was just, I wanted to be part of it, however I could think about being part of it, but it was just like, this is what I think, this is what I know, this is what my parents did for my sister's wedding, or this is what my cousin who got married, like they're all the same. I just didn't care to get involved.
Right.
You know?
I agree. But I do think that there are really awesome opportunities, and if you set the precedent from the beginning of, listen, we are a team and we are going to be together and say together to our parents, I'm sorry. This is our occasion. And, you know, depending on how old you are and your financial situation and everything, we did not have any money to pay for our wedding. Mm-hmm. We were really at the whim of our parents who were paying for it. And so with that comes, you know, control stuff and everything. But I think that if you decide that, if you say to them, look, you can give us money for the wedding if it's going to be your way, then don't give us money.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Like, if we were doing it now, we would be doing what we want to do 100%. Mm-hmm. And listen, thank you, Mom and Dad. Mm-hmm. You know, if you want to contribute, thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Yeah.
Don't need your input.
Right. You know? And you don't want to seem ungrateful because people are giving you money. So it's really hard to say, no, I'm sorry. That's not how we want to spend your money.
And that's how I was feeling back then.
Yeah.
You know, like they're paying. What can I say?
Right.
You know?
Right. No, listen, it's a very hard situation.
What would you want to do today if we were getting married now?
Well, this is something I wanted to talk about later in the episode because I wanted to talk about renewing our vows.
Okay.
Yeah. Let's go. So let's wait.
Sure.
Can we wait?
Yeah.
But I wanted to say, I asked people on Instagram what they would go back and tell themselves for that day if they could.
Okay.
And let me tell you, man, people, when I tell you, I couldn't even scroll through all the answers. People were like so ready and excited to talk about this topic. I guess once your wedding is over, like how much do you talk about it? We don't even have a picture of us in our house anywhere of our wedding. We have one picture, the one of you and I kissing. And that's just on the computer. And that's the one I use for everything when I'm, you know, posting about our wedding or anything. Yeah, like that's the only thing. I don't even know where our album is.
I mean, do you care?
No, I don't give a shit. Right. So people said, what would you tell yourself that day if you could go back? So many stop drinking answers.
Really?
Yeah, stop drinking. So many women said, take a moment and eat something, enjoy the food. Because I think you're running around, number one. Number two, you're probably, you know, especially things are different now. 20 years ago when we got married, you know, everybody, you diet before you get, before your wedding day. You want to be at your absolute skinniest. I don't think it's like that now anymore. I hope it's not like that now anymore. I hope people aren't spending their wedding nights, you know, making sure that they look as skinny as possible. Please,
and feeling fatigued the whole time.
Enjoy yourself.
And passing out because they haven't eaten in 3 months.
Yeah, exactly. Right. And you want to know what your food at your wedding tastes like. You want to enjoy it, you know? Also, a lot of people said, you know, just hold on. Your love will get deeper and stronger from this moment. You know, this is not a reflection of how your marriage is going to be. That your wedding day is not a reflection of how your marriage is going to be. Just know that, because let me tell you, that would not have been good. Stop feeling like you need to talk to your guests and go dance. Mm-hmm. I did not go and talk to, like, from table to table. I did not go to each table and talk to people.
Well, first of all, half of a wedding is people you don't know. So why are you going to waste your time doing that? Mm-hmm. You know? Mm-hmm. That, my other problem with the wedding.
And people come up to you and try to start a conversation with you. And you're like, can you fucking call me tomorrow?
Right.
I don't want to talk to you about, you know, your new house right now. I'm very happy for you. But now is not the time. Also, a lot of people said, don't do it.
Right.
You know, people who've gotten divorced. Someone said, Walmart will not give you the sexy photos you tried to print for your husband, so don't bother.
Okay.
I guess she had taken nude photos of herself and Walmart stole them. Set boundaries with your mother-in-law now. And I do think that's good advice. I think that, you know, that's something, and I hope partners will listen to this episode and do that. Smile. It doesn't matter that you don't have perfect teeth. I loved that. Like, people, I think during your wedding day, you know, when you're taking pictures and stuff, and that's just in life. You're, you know, contouring yourself or, you know, getting yourself in a certain position to look a certain way, or that's not my good side, or this or that. And so you spend all this time worrying, and it's like, just fuck it. Who cares?
Not only that, going back to what you just said, you're never going to look at these pictures again. Once every 5 years, you're going to break out the album and take a look at it.
And nobody when you look else. Back, you're going to say, damn, I looked good. Why didn't I appreciate how good
right.
I looked?
Like how good my teeth looked back then compared to now.
Right. Yeah, everything.
No, but nobody's going to even just enjoy it, you know?
Yeah. And someone said, you're pregnant.
Wow.
That people don't know that, you know, at their wedding, they're pregnant.
Sure.
Yeah. And then I wanted to talk about registering.
Oh, God. What a disaster.
Yeah. Should we take another break? Do we need another break or not?
We could.
But I want to talk about registering. And let me tell you, researching registering without registering is super dangerous. Because now there's just all this shit out there that I want, and I'm not registering for anything.
Oh, why? Is like registering good now?
Well, there's just so much cool shit.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, remember the shit that we registered? All right. We'll be right back and we'll get to that.
Okay.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Do you even remember what we registered for? Do you remember where we registered?
Yeah, I do, like vaguely.
Okay. Yeah. Like the stupid shit that we would put on, you know, like a waffle maker or, you know, candlestick holders and like shit that we're never, ever going to use. Like it was so dumb. Like, why didn't we just say, hey, we'll take cash. We'll put it towards our house or something like that. Like, just give us money. We don't need this stuff. We'll buy it as we go, you know?
Yeah, I remember walking around Macy's being like, okay, I have to register for shit. I have no idea.
We had a gun,
what,
like one of those right, like laser guns, yeah, that you, yeah, scan, yeah, yep, the things that you want.
Yep. And you walk around and you're like, I don't know, I guess I need some crystal vase or something. Like, right. I have no clue.
China. Right?
Yeah.
You know?
No, we did not register for China. That was good. One thing that I did right was I didn't. And so many people said they registered for China and it was stupid. Someone said, I registered for China for 20 people. Like,
right.
like I was the queen of England. But yeah, I just remember walking around like, I don't, first of all, our condo was like 10 feet by 10 feet. We didn't have room for anything. Mm-hmm. But the worst is not, the worst is when someone buys you something off your registry and you can't return it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, it's either been regifted or, I mean, like,
we
you
got
know,
a few of those.
Like, shout out to the old people. I love you. But like, they all, you know, they like buy you something ridiculous, you know, like some gold, like pear shaped, you know, like,
right, but whatever. but it's from Bloomingdale's, so it's
not when it's an old person.
No, but what, whatever, like they think it's a nice gift for you because it's either number one expensive,
right,
or it's
right,
whatever,
or crystal, or yeah, yeah. So yeah, I mean, the registering thing, now you can do all this cool stuff. You know, there's all these ways that I would love to take advantage.
Don't even
of.
Tell me, because I'm probably gonna want a lot of this stuff. I'm, oh, that's why you want to renew your vows. We get to register again.
I don't, do you get to register?
No,
when
of
you
course
renew?
Not.
I mean, why not? Why not?
Because you can't just make up a day that it's like, hey, we're having wedding number two.
When
everybody
you're getting married, you have not earned registering quite yet. We have earned it. We have been through this shit.
Can we return the first gifts we got to the people and then we can re-register for the new gifts that we want?
Right.
Yeah.
So people say, I said, what do you wish you hadn't registered for? Someone said a $300 Lego Millennium Falcon. Someone said a cast iron skillet. And there's a, because, you know, cast iron skillets are like, you have to be like a professional chef to use them.
Not really, but you just have to take
kind
care
of
them.
Well, there's that meme that said, my wife and I are going to have kids so we can see if we're ready to take care of a cast iron skillet.
Okay.
But it is. It's on, you know, you have to be like a chef to use it. A creme brulee torch.
Right.
You know, just like
fondue sets.
Fondue,
yeah,
sets, which, you know, maybe you pull out once.
No, you
to
don't.
Use.
You don't.
Right,
it's
right,
in the box
don't.
For 20
you
years.
You don't, right? It's true. It's true. Something people said they should have registered for, prepaid marriage counseling.
That's a great idea.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Money to soundproof our bedroom before our baby was born.
Okay.
A better husband.
All right.
A nanny fund. That I could get behind.
Well, see, you notice the, like,
fund.
The theme here?
Fund.
Fund it, fund it, mm-hmm. fund it. You know, mm-hmm. just set up a GoFundMe campaign.
Yeah.
Everybody puts money into that. And you do whatever you want with it.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Make good use of it.
Utilities.
Utilities.
I mean,
like,
yeah.
Like heat and...
Yeah. I mean, it makes sense.
Okay.
Yeah.
But
wouldn't you
funds.
Like to not have to worry about paying for utilities the first, you know, year you're married?
I would love that now if that was possible.
And then someone said, I wish we had registered for anything we put on the invitation. Your presence is present enough.
Oh, wait, what?
Your presence... At
right,
the wedding
coming is enough. I get
is
it.
Present enough. So they didn't register
they didn't
because
want...
they said no gifts.
Okay.
And they were like, why the fuck did we do that?
Okay.
Yeah.
That was my, okay.
Right. I also asked if you're female, because I was just seeing about traditional stuff. If you're a female, did your parents pay for the majority of the wedding? It was about 50-50.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have sex on your wedding night? So the national average is, they say, 30% of people have sex on their wedding night. Our community is overachievers, and around 60% said yes.
Oh, wow.
We did not have sex on our wedding night.
So if I remember correctly, you were sleeping, and I pulled the all-nighter so that we can make our honeymoon the next morning.
Mm-hmm.
Right? We got back to the room at like 2 o'clock in the morning, maybe, and we had to leave at 5.
Yeah, we were going on a cruise.
Yeah. So you got a good couple hours of sleep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A Royal Caribbean.
I, on the other hand, was trying to figure out web TV because we didn't have phones. There was no cell phones. There was no iPads. There was no computer.
You mean like, as an alarm?
No, I was trying
to watch
like,
TV.
No, to go on the like internet. I had a like they had like a keyboard that connects to the TV, and it's like 80s style graphics, and it never worked, and it took 20 minutes to load.
Oh, that's
Yahoo,
right?
You know, so I did nothing for 3 hours while you were sleeping, just so I could stay awake.
Yeah, so I think we, you know, so we when we went on our honeymoon, we did a cruise, like a Caribbean cruise.
Yeah.
You know, we were 20. I had not been a lot of places. The only places I'd really been were with you. I mean, I did a study abroad in Mexico when I was in high school. We went to Europe, you and I, and you know, did like the sort of semi backpacking thing. I think we had gone maybe on a cruise or two with your family when we were dating. And other than that, I really hadn't been anywhere. So, you know, I was very excited about our Royal Caribbean cruise.
Yeah, well, we were like on a cruise kick with my family. Like we loved cruising. And it's kind of what I knew. And I knew it was affordable.
Yeah.
We could afford it. I knew nothing
else.
And
I think we paid for our own honeymoon, did we?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's what I knew. It was like just
absolutely.
like the proposal. It was the best I could do and think of and afford.
I thought our honeymoon was great. I mean, I would now, if we did a honeymoon from renewing our vows.
You're acting like this is a real
event. We're going to talk about it. What will we tell our kids about getting married?
Oh. Well, okay. So thinking about how I feel now versus before, I'd want to know, number one, what do they want? Like, what do they want to do? That's number one in my mind. Like, I want to help contribute to the wedding or pay for the wedding. Whatever we're able to do, I want to be able to do. But I want it to be whatever they want to do. Well, all right. If Ian wants to have a wedding at Buffalo Wild Wings, maybe not so much. And I might try to sway him away from that.
I don't think you want Pitt on a wedding
invitation,
Dad. What movie is that
Parenthood.
From, people? That's not Parenthood.
Father of the Bride. Right, Father of the Bride. I might try to sway him away from that. But if that's what he and his wife decide, that's what they want.
The fact that you think Ian is going to want a wedding at Buffalo Wild Wings.
Okay. But
Ian is going to want a wedding at the Taj Mahal.
Right. That's
like,
true.
Not the casino, the actual Taj Mahal.
I'm just saying, like, the way I feel about weddings, like, do what you want to do. If you want it to be just you and your wife, I understand. Like, I get it. Mm-hmm. I want to be there, but if you guys decide for whatever reason, it's just going to be the two of you because it's for this reason. Fine. I get it. We'll celebrate together somehow. Otherwise, whatever you want to do, I get it. It's fine.
Yeah.
You know, that's looking back on ours, looking back how I feel about weddings, looking, you know, I don't think that's what's going to be the case. I'm just totally low key about it and want to do whatever they want.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not even worried about with our kids, at least. Like, does Mia even ever talk about getting married or a wedding or?
Well, she's 15.
But that's my, like, that's what I was saying before. Like,
oh,
girls,
I don't know. We should ask her what she thinks. I don't know. I don't know if she thinks about that. I'm not sure.
So that's my point. Like, we don't even know.
Right. Yeah. It's early.
But the biggest thing for me is, like, whatever you guys want to do, it's fine. Don't stress about the stupid decisions about, like, you know, if Ian or Jonah or Mia, if their partner or, you know, whoever, if they want the chipper chicken, get the chipper chicken. I don't give a shit. You know, like, just tell them that. You know, it doesn't matter the details, the small little things about the wedding. If one person wants this, fucking do it. If you want this and they're okay with it, just do it. Like, who cares? You're going to fight about a lot of things in life. That's not one of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I said, you know, I just want to do whatever, like, I know you too, because you're so laid back about this stuff. Like, I just want to do whatever I can to foster their relationship. You know, like I said, I think that planning a wedding can be a really beautiful experience, and I think it can be really a bonding time for a couple. I don't think that it has to be where you're pulled in different directions. I think it can be that you're doing stuff just together and everyone's kind of on the sidelines rooting for you. And that's what I hope we do. And, you know, we just, like I said, like, we got to move out of the fucking way and just let them do their thing. And, you know, and it just kind of, you know, even if we think it's the worst place ever or the worst band ever or whatever, DJ, like, just, you know, be like, yeah, it's great. You know, it's mm-hmm. just, who cares? Like you said. Yeah. And I, you know, I definitely want to try to convince them not to spend a fortune. I really, really, really want to try to, you know, emphasize that, that put more of that money into the honeymoon, travel for a while after, you know, I would say to any couple, for your honeymoon, try to have that be the trip of a lifetime. Because you may never be able to do that again.
Well, not only that, that's why so many younger people now are not buying homes. They're way too expensive. Housing is way more expensive today than it was when we were first buying a house. So don't, you know, either take your gifts and or don't register or don't have the biggest wedding you can. If there's money left, put it, like, save it towards a down payment if you want to own a home. Because otherwise, you might not be able to. They're really expensive now. So there's just so many other ways to use money if the wedding, if that one special day is not like the ultimate goal of your life. Because if it is for you, that's kind of fine too. You know, in my mind, maybe not so much. But for people, listen, what I think doesn't matter. So.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean... No, definitely. I'm also a little bit worried about being the in-laws. That does scare me.
No, like, that sounds fun to me.
It does?
Yeah.
I mean, I really, listen, I do think that related to a wedding and not related to a wedding, the in-law relationship is like the most complex, interestingly, like, difficult relationship there is. And, you know, and I think especially a daughter-in-law and a mother-in-law, I think it's a very complex situation.
What about us to their parents?
I mean, I hope we get fucking cool, right? Ass machatunum, as they call it in right. I really do. I hope so. I mean, that would be amazing if we just get, like, you know, people you could party with, right? And that would be so fun. I would love to have, like, in-laws that we could just, you know, be really fun with.
Right.
They'll probably listen to one of our podcast episodes right. and be like, you are not fucking marrying into this family.
Right. They're going to, no,
no way.
They're going to come home and be like, oh, I just met Mia or Ian or Jonah or whoever. And their parents are going to say, yeah, maybe you should think twice.
Right. They're going to listen to this episode and be like, oh, the mom sucks a lot of dick. Huh?
Right. Says fuck all the time.
Says fuck all the time. Right. Exactly. No, yeah. Hopefully we get people who love it. Yeah, but that does, you know, it is a little bit, especially daughter-in-laws. And if our kids all get married, I'm most likely going to have three of them. So three daughter-in-laws is a lot right. to navigate. So I want to be an awesome mother-in-law. I really do. But
I think you will be.
I hope so.
I think they'll like you.
I would really like to be.
Just don't try, because it's going to be in 10 years from now, maybe. Right. So 16, 13 and 9.
No,
yeah. So 15 years. So you're going to be 15 years older. Maybe not try to
better.
Be as cool.
It's not going to be possible not to be cool. Right. It's just who I am as a person.
It's not going to be possible for you to try not to be so cool.
No, I am just, it just.
Just that cool?
I just am.
Right.
Yeah. I wrote them. Down somewhere that I wanted to tell people who are getting married these awesome places to register. They probably already know. They're probably like, woman, I knew this already. I can't find it right now, but I will put it on our Instagram story. I do want to say some things I think we did right.
We did?
Yeah, I do think that there were some things we did right when we were planning. I mean, first of all, we are here 20 years later, 19 years later. So we did something right, that we got through it all and everything. You know, we withstood everything. Mm-hmm. But first of all, I things that I loved that we did was, number one, I told my bridesmaids, first, don't forget, this is 2002, okay? It was different time, different style. But I did tell my bridesmaid, I was like, I just want you to wear black. Like, I don't care
why.
Why
is that good to do?
Well, I mean, a black dress is something that's really easy to find. It's usually really flattering. And they can go out and find what's comfortable for them. If you just say, just find, you know, this kind of dress. I don't care. Like, Or they might already have it, exactly, and they don't have to spend the money. Right. But I liked that I didn't lock them into one dress, mm-hmm. because, you know, everybody's body type is different. I didn't know it at the time. My sister-in-law was pregnant. Joanna was pregnant. We did not know. She hadn't told us yet. But, you know, so who knows how she was feeling or whatever. Like, you just don't know what's going to happen. I just feel like let your wedding party feel as comfortable as they want to feel.
Yeah, what? Maybe I shouldn't even...
Probably not. I mean, listen, if you have a color scheme you're going for, that's great. But now there's so many more options with bridesmaids' dresses. It's so different. Back then it was you all went, you picked the same dress, and that was, you know, that was it. Mm-hmm. Like, there weren't really a lot of options. It's much different now. You also played drums at our wedding, which was super cool.
Right, I did.
Yeah, with like your old band.
Yeah. My two friends came up with me. We played played some music. It was really fun.
Yeah. I loved that. And I also made that decision. We talked about this before. I made a decision at the, you know, that I wasn't that night going to go around the tables and talk to people. Mm-hmm. I talked to who I wanted to. I remember sitting down with my grandmother for a little while and talking to her. You know, I remember dancing with, like, you know, our ring bearer, who was the cute little Mark who I used to babysit for. Like, I danced with him because, you know, I was just like, mm-hmm. so happy he was there. Like, all these people that, you know, I wanted, but I did not go over and talk to anybody. And if anybody came over and talked to me, I was sort of like, excuse me, I have to go.
Right. That makes sense. Like, what are you going to waste your time at a wedding talking to people?
Right. But you do feel guilty.
Yeah. But you talk to the people that you want to look back and remember talking to them, like your grandmother.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I do want to say that I think we need to do away with fucking thank you notes for weddings.
For everything.
For everything.
Well, I got to say.
I get a lot of shit for that when I say that.
Just
though.
So you know, and you're going to be very happy about this, I think, just as a societal point of view. As, you know, for me, you know, running a party store, package thank yous are going the wayside. We barely even carry them anymore. Like, we used to carry with each theme. Like, if a kid gets a Mickey Mouse party, they buy the invitations, they buy the thank yous, they buy, you know, all the stuff that go with it. First of all, no more invitations either, because people are doing the invites and the texting or whatever. No more thank yous. So they're barely even selling anymore. So I think thank yous are going goodbye.
Huh.
A little bit, you know, at least for, maybe not for weddings. I don't know. We don't do that business, but... I don't know. Like, they're not buying. And me too. Like,
and I understand.
Like, if somebody hands you a gift, say thank you. And there you go.
Well, I do understand people want to know that you got the gift. Like, that is a thing that, you know, they want to know that you received it. So I do understand that part of it. But, like, it's so stupid.
Yeah, but don't 90% of the people give a check?
I don't know.
Do 3 seconds of work and look at your bank statement and they'll say they got the gift.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, I just hate thank yous.
I do too.
But a lot of people don't. A lot of people are very big on thank yous.
Okay, I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, you just got married. You just got home from your honeymoon. Is there a certain amount of time you're supposed to go through 150 thank you notes after you just finished all doing all that? Like, listen, you gave it to me and I said thank you. There's your thank you.
Yeah.
You know, it's enough.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so do you want to talk about renewing our vows?
Nope.
Okay. Yeah, because this is really going to cause a problem.
Okay.
I want to renew our vows. So next year's our 20th anniversary.
Just to say, I'm not against it.
You sure act like it.
I'm just not for it.
Why?
Do you want to know why?
Yeah, I want to know why.
Because, like, for what? What's the accomplishment? I'm already not a fan of weddings. I don't want to
invite 1,000 people. Okay, the two of us and maybe our kids, and maybe we'll do a retreat with other marriage and martinis couples if they want to come. I don't know. I mean, I think that it could be like a really special thing.
Oh, well, that changes things.
I said that to
you. No, you didn't. I was picturing a crowd of people like a wedding.
No, I don't want any of that. I want for us, we didn't write our own vows. During our wedding, I was just like, let's just get to the fucking honeymoon already. I'm over this shit.
Right.
I want our...
Can I just say also about weddings? Another thing that I dislike about weddings. If you are going to have a ceremony that's longer than 20 minutes, you should do it in private. That's my 2 cents right there.
Okay.
I fucking hate ceremonies. I am not emotionless. I don't want to sit there for 45 minutes while you're getting married. I'm sorry. I love you and I'm so happy for you. I really am. Mm-hmm. I don't need to be there for 45. Like, if you want to have a fun little quick little thing, like we said to the rabbi, it's 20 minutes or nothing. Like, that's what it's going to be. And it was 25 minutes, maybe the most. Mm-hmm. If you're doing this long, drawn-out thing, do it alone.
Okay.
All right, that's it.
Okay.
If anybody gets a sense from this episode of how I feel about weddings,
right.
I apologize for cutting you off. What were you saying?
I don't know. The
vows. The vows. Like,
yeah, I feel like we didn't write our own vows. You know, whatever we said was bullshit. You know, whatever.
We didn't say anything. We said I do, and we said yes.
No, we said whatever the rabbi, you know, whatever the right. thing. Yeah. I would love to, like, write our own vows and sit up there again together. And first of all, we have accomplished so much that's to be celebrated. And I think there's something special about doing that, about kind of refreshing your relationship. And also, Glennon Doyle and Abby Wambach. Mm-hmm. You know, who are my muses. And they wrote their vows. And every year they sit and go over those vows and talk about them and, like, rewrite them.
Well, that's my point. Like, I'll take you away. We can sit and I'll tell you how I feel about you and us and how things have changed and how I don't need a whole thing to be able to do that.
Okay.
Like, what's that accomplish? Like, what we're standing under a thing and then doing it, so that makes it better.
A chuppah.
You know, like, I don't know, like, why?
I don't know.
You can say that
about the first wedding.
Yeah. No, a first wedding, you're getting married. It's a legal document. You're actually physically getting married. Uh-huh. This is just saying, hey, look, this is how I feel about you today, 20 years later. I'll do that in the living room if you want.
Do it in our living room. I'm gonna be thinking about is I have to do laundry.
I'll do that in Mexico if you want. But just go away for the two of us and I'll tell you all those lovely things.
You will?
But I don't need an event to stand somewhere and, you know what I'm saying?
I don't know. I kind of like it.
I think you and I should go away, sit in our chairs, have a cocktail in one hand, a cigarette in the other, and I'll tell you all the wonderful things about how I feel about us.
Praise be, I'm in.
Exactly. That's my point. That's our kind of vow.
Okay, I'll do that. All right, but you have to really actually take me. I don't want to do it, like, in our backyard.
I know, but
I don't want it to be at, like the diner. I want to go somewhere really
we
good.
We should go back to the hibachi place.
It's not there anymore.
Oh, yeah.
But no, we should go to the Pepper Mill in Vegas.
Right, exactly.
Has anybody been to the Pepper Mill in Vegas? It's like our favorite place in the world.
Yes, it's lined with velvet.
It's beautiful.
Black and white old music videos.
Oh,
like,
it's the best.
All TVs, the sunken pool.
You can't even see anything when you walk into the back room. There's so much cigarette smoke. Oh, that is like a COVID chamber.
Right.
It is. There's no windows. There's nothing. That is like, we cannot go there for a while because there's no ventilation in there whatsoever.
Yeah. But when you say let's renew our vows, I picture wedding part two and people and talking to you in front of people.
No, I don't want to do any of that. I would like our kids to be there. You know,
that's fine.
Our kids were there through everything we went through. They saw all the fighting. They saw, you know, everything. And they've seen us build this podcast and whatever. I think there's something really special about seeing your parents up there, like making a commitment to each other. A lot of people did say to me, don't do it. Have you seen The Real Housewives? Which I don't watch The Real Housewives. But have you seen The Real Housewives? Every time someone renews their vows, they get divorced.
Comparing ourselves to The Real Housewives.
People just said it's bad. It's a bad karma. But also, a lot of people were like, renewing your vows, that's dumb. You already got married. What is that? Well, I guess it's kind of what you're saying. But I don't agree.
That's not what I'm saying.
Any celebration of love is good.
That's what I'm saying.
Start planning it right now. Next year is our 20th anniversary. We need to do something good.
I know. I already have it planned.
Oh, fuck. We'll be in Atlantic City.
Damn.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
So I think we're on the same page with this vows thing, right? I overestimated what you were thinking.
Yeah, I don't want... No, I do not want a whole... I mean, if we had, like, if we were away with another couple or two, or if we were away with marriage and martinis couple, why not? Why can't we be away with another couple
because
or two?
Because they don't want to sit through that. They don't care. They don't want to watch
be
us.
We're not going to have, like, a rabbi and stuff. It's just going to be, like, a... Well, whoever the person at Sandals is who does the wedding receptions or whatever.
Vegas?
Elvis! Oh, we should do that.
Go to Vegas?
Can you renew your vows with Elvis?
I'm sure they will do whatever you want for a fee.
I'd rather Dolly Parton. Can we do Dolly Parton?
Sure.
Okay, let's look into that.
All right. But that wasn't so bad.
No, we did great.
Wow. We've come a long way. I just want to say, in the last 20 years, I feel...
Yeah, no, fuck you. No, save it. Start writing it all down.
I know. You asked me the question. Where is it? If you had to rewrite your vows, what would they include?
Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah. And I said, fuck you. I'm not telling you. What if we do? It won't be a surprise.
Oh.
See?
Yeah, that was good.
Damn right.
Way to get out of it.
That was a dumb question.
Way to get out of it. Well, I didn't think you want to renew your vows, so...
All right, guys.
Okay.
Thanks so much.
This was great. And thank you so much for all your amazing input and everything. I loved it. And check our Instagram stories the next few days because I'm going to put a lot of the answers up. I mean, I have enough answers that could last a month, but I will put up some in the next few days on Instagram. Our ebook.
Wait a minute. This topic would make an excellent ebook.
What do you mean?
About
planning a wedding.
Do. Yeah, like this whole episode.
Right.
I think could be part of or its own. Yeah, that's a good idea.
Well, I know a lot of people who buy the ebook for people's as a shower gift,
right,
and stuff. It's an amazing thing to do on a honeymoon or on a vacation if you are going to renew your vows like we are fucking going to do.
Exactly.
So anyway, you can get right now 20% off our biggest discount just for our podcast listeners with MNM Podcast. And yeah, if you're not following us on Instagram already, please go do that because we do, you know, the stories and everything are so much fun. Or if you're on Instagram and you're not watching our stories, start and sign up for our email at marriageandmartinis.com, because we have a lot of fun stuff coming up with that.
And if you have any ideas or questions or comments or whatever, marriageandmartinis@gmail.com.
Yeah.
Hit us up.
We want to do
it. It's just
retreat.
Us. We answer them. So.
Except for right now, we have a nifty intern.
Oh, we do. We did hire an intern.
We did.
Yeah.
My nifty intern, Gabs, who asked her friends, she's 20, and I asked her to ask her friends about weddings and do they think about them, and they were all like, no, it's never even crossed my mind.
Of course not. They're young. They're 20.
But we weren't much older than
that. Okay, but it's 20 years later.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks, guys.
All right.
Have a good day.
Bye.
Bye.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.